Naval Ravikant launches US VC fund. With a $500 minimum for retail AI bets, Naval Ravikant launched US VC on April 23, 2026, a venture fund that lets retail investors put as little as $500 into a portfolio carrying exposure to OpenAI, Anthropic, and xAI. Cointelegraph flagged the rollout within hours of the announcement, and the structure is already pulling attention from both venture and crypto circles because the access floor is so far below the usual bar. Private AI rounds have been one of the hardest asset classes to reach. Even accredited investors typically need six-figure commitments and a relationship with an existing LP base to get in front of a Series B for a frontier lab. USVC flips that setup by bundling positions into a fund vehicle and dropping the entry ticket to $500. That is the same price range as a mid-tier laptop, not a venture allocation. Why the $500 floor matters: traditional US venture funds are closed to anyone who is not an accredited investor, which in practice means at least $1 million in net worth outside a primary residence, or $200,000 in annual income. Even in funds open to accredited investors, minimums of $50,000 to $250,000 are standard. A $500 entry is an order of magnitude shift, and it only becomes possible when the vehicle itself is structured to accept a large retail pool. The economics change with that floor. A fund that accepts thousands of small checks has to automate onboarding, cap table reporting, and distributions in ways that a white-glove LP vehicle does not. It also has to survive whatever regulatory framework allows non-accredited capital into private names, which in the US usually means Regulation A+, or a tender offer-style structure rather than a standard 3C7 fund. Ravikant has not published the full legal wrapper publicly, and the initial tweet does not specify whether USVC is buying primary stock from the portfolio companies or sourcing secondaries on platforms like Forge and EquityZen. That distinction matters because secondaries carry a spread and often trade at discounts or premiums to the last primary round, and those marks can move independently of the underlying company's performance. The crypto overlap. There is a direct read-through to crypto users. Ravikant is one of the most influential voices in the space, and the USVC pitch echoes arguments that tokenized funds and on-chain private credit vehicles have been making for years. That the accredited investor rule is a blunt gate that keeps retail out of the best-performing asset class in the U.S. market. Tokenization platforms like Securitize, INX, and more recently the RWA stack on Solana and Ethereum have been building the infrastructure to do exactly what USVC is doing, except on-chain. If USVC succeeds at scale through a traditional wrapper, it will push the conversation about whether the on-chain versions still need to fight regulatory battles the TradFi side has already won. If it runs into friction, it becomes evidence that the gate is real regardless of the rails. For crypto card and stablecoin spending users, the connection is narrower, but worth noting. Fund subscriptions in USVC appear to be denominated in dollars at launch. There is no indication that a stablecoin rail is involved, which is itself a data point about where retail access products are choosing to settle in 2026. What could go wrong? A $500 minimum sounds like democratization. It is also a distribution mechanic that can move fast in a direction investors do not expect. Private company marks lag public markets by quarters. If OpenAI or Anthropic takes a valuation haircut in a future round, retail LPs who bought USVC at one price will see their position reprice with a delay and limited liquidity to exit. Liquidity is the other constraint. Primary positions in OpenAI, Anthropic, and xAI are not tradable on a daily basis. A fund that accepts retail capital still has to handle redemptions somehow, and most vehicles in this category either lock capital for years or offer periodic tenders at a board set price. USVC will have to explain which of those it is running. Fees are the third question. Venture funds charge a 2-in-20 structure, and when applied to a $500 check, the management fee alone is $10 a year, which compounds against any return. Retail-friendly fund structures often flatten that into a subscription fee or a single performance hurdle. The answer will show up in USVC's offering documents.